Chapter 7, The Coming Paradigm Shift for America. What we see as valuable today will have no value during this time of barter and trade. And what we perceive as having no value today will have great value for trading while we are in this temporary system. Word from the Lord, 2006. American culture contains a mixture of mindsets, which include the capitalistic mindset as well as the socialistic mindset. The latter is evidenced in government social programs and the numerous nonprofit organizations that service communities across the country. America's landscape is also open to people who have an entrepreneurial spirit to carve out their own future. We have a system where, upon retirement, the older generation can receive benefits in the form of Social Security to assist with daily living and Medicare to aid in health care expenses. There are multiple food programs within the government sector and private sector that prevent anyone from starving. Although there is much room for improvement in multiple areas, there are systems in place that act as a net to catch those who have need for such services. For many, these programs increase confidence in our government to take care of its population. But what if, for a short period of time, the government was not able to pay for these programs? How would this affect Americans' confidence in their own government? If the decision were made to stop social welfare payments even for a month, the effect on public confidence would be severe due to the fact that people's ability to support themselves would be in jeopardy. According to economist Martin Armstrong, the lack of the public's confidence in their government contributes to hyperinflation. If the U.S. government was forced to honor derivative contracts and other debt generated by American banks that would require them to suspend social services for a month or more, if this happens, Americans would begin to lose confidence in their government, especially given the government's mismanagement of the 2008 financial crisis. But paying for default derivative contracts would not by itself be enough to trigger a full loss in public confidence, in my opinion. I believe instituting bail-ins, as happened in Cyprus, would begin to tip the scale closer to a confidence lag. If American taxpayers are forced to again pay for the banking industry's fiscal mismanagement, it would be seen as an erosion of individual civil liberties. As people's purchasing power for basic necessities begin to dwindle, confidence in the government would also decline. Suspending government services would further fuel this erosion of public confidence. Another factor determining the American people's level of confidence in their government would be the confiscation of individual assets. I am specifically speaking about gold. I would like to convey a scenario the Lord shared with me a few years ago. Since that time, much has shifted spiritually for America. What you are about to read is a possible outcome based on what happened with a previous executive order. I will describe what happened before and how it could possibly happen again. Will gold and silver really be a safe haven during the next economic crisis? Over the last few years, I have been praying concerning the impending economic crisis, and I found it interesting that the Lord would say to me, "Silver, not gold." But I didn't understand why. Recently, the Lord deepened my understanding, and now I have an idea as to why, as an investment choice, silver will be safer than gold. But to lay out the groundwork, we will have to travel back in time to 1917, 1933, and 1934. During World War I, the Trading in the Enemy Act of 1917 was made into law. This act restricted trade with governments hostile to the United States during times of war. In 1933, the act was amended via the Emergency Banking Relief Act, expanding its scope to include national emergencies. But that's not all it did. The 1933 amendment also expanded presidential authority over export, hoarding, or earmarking of gold or silver coin. With this new law in place, President Roosevelt signed Executive Order 6102, which limited the ownership of monetary gold by anyone, including a partnership, association, or corporation. This law required all American citizens to turn their gold over to the United States Treasury within 15 days of the notice. Not doing so could result in a fine of $10,000 or 10 years imprisonment. The only entities exempt from this new law were businesses that use gold in their products, such as dentists, jewelers, or artists. Everyone else had to comply. From this point forward, individual citizens were only allowed to own up to $100 worth of gold,